The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
If the opposition can't smell blood this year, we're as well pack it in, because even if Comerford's kickouts are as good as Cluxton's, every team is taking a step forward.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know, is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of Team Off the Ball up against each other in a no-holds-barred quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome today's contestants. Our first contestant today has been questioned time and again about why he's supporting England this week. People have been stopping him in the street and asking why he's been releasing pretty scary videos roaring on England from the comfort of his own home. He's had to stop every single person in their tracks and say, "No, no, no, I'm not Ross Kemp." Give it up for Phil the Power Egan.
No, I'm Phil Mitchell, not Grant Mitchell.
Phil, are you beaming into us from 35?
I'm going to...
My eyes.
While you're chit-chatting away, and this, by the way, all the antics and the build-up to this quiz are basically trying to disrupt me. So I'm going to try and... maybe you might turn off my picture and I'll try and get reset here, because...
No, I mean, this is
I like it.
Do you remember that show Highway to Heaven? Is anybody old enough to remember that?
I'm just missing a halo, to be honest.
It's the alien version of Mr. Burns.
It's like
with
when
the green outline.
Yeah, you open the window first thing in the morning, like, oh, it's bright out there. So, yeah, I'll do a bit of shimmying while you're introducing the other members of the team, and I'll try and get into a darker.
Personally, Phil, I think you should just leave it. It's like
I like it.
It's a beautiful halo effect.
I want to find a dark corner, to be honest, for this quiz.
Our next contestant today has the ticket bought and the sandwiches made and the flash good tea at the ready. Me, they aren't playing for another 9 days, but when you're taking on the Dubs, you've got to have your preparations done early. Ready for the big trip back up to the big smoke. It is the Meath Hill Billy, Tommy Rooney.
Hello, folks. How are we all doing?
Very well. Welcome back to the quiz.
Thank you. Nice to be back. It's been a while.
You've left Clare?
Just for the day, yeah. I had to come back up to Meath for at the end of my holidays for a day. That was it. Just a quick visit.
Sign off the papers, get the transfer to a Clare club completed, is that it?
No, you know me well. I know there's a bit of gentle joking on here. You know I'd never do something like that. But no, that's definitely not the case.
Our last contestant today is the Gianni Versace of the sports broadcasting world, designing only the best silks for you to wear in your day-to-day life. The difference between this guy and Versace... Versace never did a tap in his life for charity. Give it up for Adrian. Who's your daddy, Barry?
You sure about that?
No, he actually did. There's a great big gala dinner, but you know what?
That's what's going to follow, the T-shirt stuff.
I hope so. The Adrian Barry gala dinner on behalf of Donny is what we all need in our life. As ever, the format is the classic crappy quiz with a series of questions on a range of themes. Then it's onto the slip and slide of trivia, which is a rapid fire round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on otbsports.com or the OTB Sports app. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to click the thumbs up. Please send any questions you have via postcard to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. I've been asked to read out a statement from last week. I don't particularly care for the statement, but I've been told to do so. The Quiz Control Committee, the QCC, has completed its review of a potential error during last week's quiz. It has been ruled that Nathan Murphy was awarded an extra point during the Fun Free Magic number round. However, given the number of phases between the error and the conclusion, the QCC has decided that the result will stand and Nathan Murphy remains quiz winner and current champ, with Phil Egan being offered a chance to avenge that loss this week. Fairness is, of course, the core principle of the crappy quiz, and we thank all sides for their cooperation during this investigation. This is like saying that, I don't know, San Marino, after they got smashed 8-0 by Germany, had a goal that was wrongly ruled offside. This does not matter one bit.
It does,
Nathan smashed you all last week, was a deserving winner, and he's not here to defend himself this week. So I think we can move swiftly on, Phil.
Well, I just think it's a worry that if the rules aren't being adhered to, then it doesn't really set the tone for the rest of the quiz.
Well, I mean, that's just your opinion, isn't it?
Has the
CCCQCCQCCQCC been had a corporate rebrand?
Why? What used to be?
It used to be all the C's, didn't it? It was like 40 C's.
No, the GEA then came up with a CCCCC, which was based on the QCC.
Right.
Round one is the boring questions round. Never multiple choice. Phil, question one for you. For which English club did Roberto Mancini make 4 appearances during a loan spell from Lazio in 2001?
Leicester City.
Correct.
That was nice
easy.
Question.
That was easy.
They're easy if you know them.
Was it easy, Adrian?
I was all over that one, have to say. Yeah.
Right, okay, we'll take your word for it.
Tommy. I like how Phil fixed his light.
Like what?
I like how Phil fixed his light.
I must say the contrast here is like Tommy's beautifully lit. Tommy looks like he's about to drop a commercial unboxing video. Hey guys, this is what I've got in the shoebox today. Tommy, question one for you. Name the last county not called Wexford to get within single digits of Dublin in the Leinster Senior Football Championship.
I thought it was 9 points. Was it Carlo?
It's not Carlo.
Kildare?
Was that not 17-9, no?
Kildare is the correct answer. No, I think Carlo was a bit more than that. Kildare won or lost the 2017 Leinster final by 9 points.
9 points, yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Maybe Carlo was before that or something.
Adrian, name the last man not called Federer, Djokovic, Nadal or Murray to win the men's singles title at Wimbledon.
Well, that's a toughie.
So there's 2 from all coming into this on, and now you've absolutely hit me with that stinker. Go again, will you?
You haven't had a question asked of you. Let's just be clear.
I'm just saying it was two from all.
Name the last man not called Federer, Djokovic, Nadal or Murray to win the men's singles title at Wimbledon.
Just give us your suggestions.
Oh my God.
Wrote us through
the Nathan Murphy sort of pick through
the list. Yes. The library of knowledge.
Bum 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 bum.
Bum 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 bum.
Come on.
Leighton Hewitt.
Correct.
Get in.
2002, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
2002, I think, yeah.
3 from all lads.
Sensational.
Round 2 is the finals of the European Championships round. Great answer, Adrian. It's been emotional and it's been real, and we sure hope the best team wins on Sunday. Here's a bit of trivia. On the finals of yesteryear in the Euros. Phil, in what year did the highest scoring Euros final take place?
Oof, I'd say 2012.
Correct. There were 2 possible options.
I thought it was 84, no?
No, 2012 or 1976 were the 2 options. 4-0, Spain, obviously, and then 2-2 between Czechoslovakia and West Germany in 76. So, would have accepted either. Well done, Phil, you're 2 from 2. Tommy, you really need this. Only 2 nations have ever got to the final of the Euros without winning it. Can you name either?
What was the answer there for 1974?
There was no Euros in 1974.
It was a World Cup here.
Czech Republic?
No, it's not Czech Republic. Belgium was one, and Yugoslavia. So Belgium lost in 1980, final Yugoslavia lost in 1960, and in 1968, neither country has ever won the Euros. Adrian. Who was the only player to have scored in 2 different European Championships finals?
Oof.
It's an easy one then.
I'm gonna go with a Spanish player. I'm probably gonna go with a Spanish player, Jojo, and I'm thinking. Fernando Torres.
Correct. Adrian Barry, 2 from 2. Adrian and Tommy were described in the comments last week as the entertainment duo of the crappy quiz. I think Adrian may need to be recategorized.
Yes, absolutely.
Into the brains of the quiz alongside other greats such as Nathan, Phil and John Duggan.
Why didn't I get recategorized as the brains when I won 4 in a row before I got my momentum stalled?
Too much brawn, Tommy. You can't have brains and brawn, it turns out, according to our crappy quiz listeners. Round 3 is the English sporting success round. England are enjoying being good at sport right now. We are happy for them. Here are some questions based on all this happiness. Phil, question 3 for you. Who was England's top scorer at the 1966 World Cup?
Oof.
Oh, you're on mute there, Phil. Or unless you're just like speaking.
I think that's Nolan Boyd. I think it's Nolan Boyd.
I'm saying Jeff Hurst.
There we go.
You're saying Jeff Hurst, final answer? Correct.
Like, how easy is that? Why is Phil getting a soft run of it here? Well, like, are you trying to wind me up?
I thought that he might have said Bobby Charlton, to be honest. Like, he could have.
But he scored a hat trick in the final.
Yeah, I know, but like, I mean, like, not everybody was alive for that, Tommy. Not everybody's seen the full match back. Well done, Phil.
Let's see what the next two questions look like.
Well, Tommy, this is a very easy one for you, in fairness. The super over that decided the 2019 Cricket World Cup final had everyone watching Owen Morgan's England edge their way to glory. Who were they playing in that final?
Huh?
Oh my God, this is like an absolute tapping.
Tapping.
What sport?
Cricket.
Ah, stop. Owen Morgan, and he's asking what sport. Like, this is worrying for you, Tommy.
Can I get the question one more time?
The super over that decided the 2019 Cricket World Cup had everyone watching Owen Morgan's England edge their way to glory. Who did they beat in that final? The same day as that great Djokovic-Federer final.
What a day of sport that was.
Kerry Mayo and Killarney. Cork, Kilkenny in the hurling. That was a bumper day of sport. And England versus blank in the best World Cup final possibly in any sport ever.
New Zealand.
Correct.
I knew it. I was only messing with
you. Off the mark, Tommy
pure,
Rooney.
Pure guess.
Adrian. It swung very, very low in 2003 when England went all the way in the Rugby World Cup. Can you name any of the teams they faced in their pool?
Oh, my God. This might be an outrageously ridiculous shout.
Like, there is only about 12 countries to play rugby, and you can name one of five.
Throwing heat at rugby there.
I'm just trying to figure out whether the Australia game was a repeat of a pool game. Bumpity bumpity bum bum bum. I think it was, so I'm going to go Australia.
Australia were in Ireland's pool, remember?
Oh, of course they were.
And England were not in that pool. South Africa, Samoa, Uruguay and Georgia were your possible options there. So.
Should always say Georgia in those instances, really.
Yeah.
Round four is the fun free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. I'm going to say that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. I'm also going to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of games that have been decided by a penalty shootout at Euro 2020 so far, plus the highest number of consecutive Wimbledon titles Roger Federer won during his career, plus the number of tries scored by Josh Adams already on this Lions tour, plus the number of Leinster Senior Football Championship medals won by Stephen Cluxton. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. So it is the number of games that have gone to penalties at the Euros so far. The number of consecutive Wimbledon wins Roger Federer earned at his peak, so the most consecutive wins. The number of tries scored by Josh Adams already on this Lions tour. And then how many Leinster titles does Stephen Cluxton have for Dublin? Adrian's done. Pens down, lads. Tommy's done. Phil, what have you got?
I've gone for 24.
24, Tommy. Say it.
I clocked up 26.
What number?
I wrote down 27.
Adrian.
26.
26. The answer is 32.
Woo!
What?
Tommy, back in the game.
Got away with that.
Gets 2 points. Adrian, you get 1 point. Phil Egan.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden gets done in the magic number round. So the number of games that have been decided by a penalty shootout at Euro 2020 been 3.
2. And 4.
The number of consecutive Wimbledon titles Roger Federer won. The highest number of consecutive is 5. He won them all between 03 and 07. The number of tries scored by Josh Adams already on the Lions Tour is 8.
That's where I went short.
And then Stephen Cluxton has 16
15.
Leinster titles. An extraordinary number. And that brings your total to 32, which brings Tommy to 3 points. Phil, you're on 3 points. Adrian is on 3 points.
Hang on a second.
Bill can go first.
Hang on about a second.
Is that right? How many points was I on coming into this?
You were
one,
on two.
Two.
And now you've got one for getting the second closest.
Phil, you get all your questions right so far.
I did, yeah. Apparently they were too easy, so I got them all right.
It's 3-3-3, is it?
Yeah.
It is 3-3-3.
Tommy, that is one stroke of absolute schluck.
Hey, listen.
How do you?
One of you boys can go first.
What we're going to have to do here, because we've never had a three-way tie, I don't think, going into the thing, is we're going to do the how many Irish caps tiebreaker to determine it. But I will need you to write it down in your paper, because I've only tossed a coin, and there's only two sides to a coin, not three, as some of you might be aware. So can you give me the number and write this down, please? And we're going to do this in 10 seconds. How many Ireland caps does Jason McAteer have? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, etc., etc. Adrian.
Well, hang on now. Can we all lift up our bit of paper here? Because Tommy's like...
Tommy, Phil. Okay, what have you got?
52.
Can you see mine? 49.
49. Tommy?
42.
42. Adrian, bang on. 52.
Whoa!
I
get to choose. I get to choose on. Obviously, having won it.
Okay, go for it.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
For all his guff, get in, Tommy. And I'll go last. Tommy, Phil, me. Sorry, Tommy, me, Phil.
Tommy, me. Okay.
Because if I put Phil in, he's gonna. That's it. He's done. He's gonna run away.
Okay. I like what you've done here.
Mind games, unbelievable.
Tommy Rooney, are you ready?
Yeah, I just laughed at Phil's
Your 40 seconds starts now. Which fashion designer produced Italy's now famous Euro 2020 suits?
Vernacci.
No, Armani. Who will partner Leona Maguire to represent Ireland in golf at the Tokyo Games, Adrian?
Her sister.
No, Stephanie Meadow. Who is England's top scorer at the Euros so far, Phil?
Harry Kane.
Correct. The Open is taking place at what course next week?
Royal St. George's.
Correct. Who came second in Italy's group at the Euros?
Time.
Too long. Switzerland. It's Wales. James Cronin has left Munster to join which French team, Tommy?
How?
No, Biarritz. In what South African city are the Celt Sea Sharks based, Adrian?
Cape Town.
No, it's Durban. Which means Phil Egan has won it, because Tommy and Adrian both went all the way down to one.
Oh,
Phil only managed to go down to two in a shambolic rapid fire round. Phil Egan, take it away.
I thought Phil ended up with four.
That was an absolute shambles. I mean, from the start, walking in the wrong lighting, my mic issues, everything. Sometimes you get the win. You get back on the road and you say nothing about this, and we just move on to next week.
You're like the Dubs, Phil. They've lost everything. 76 All-Ireland medals in the last 18 months, but they've risen above all those circumstances and they can still perform. They were even taken out of Croke Park last week.
Yeah, written off, Tommy. Written off. Already written off.
You are the Dubs of this quiz.
Redemption for last week. Congratulations, Phil Egan. Cheers, Tommy. Cheers, Adrian. We'll see you here next week again for another crappy quiz. Chat to you then.
Ah, you're kidding me!
September. Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know! Is that right?
Anybody else? Leash, was
it? Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Well, that was as shambolic as ever. I'm fairly sure Phil ended up on 4-0, and that was why, I mean, even with that last question, I was a bit... He started off on 3. 1, 2, 3. He got 2 right, and he got 1 wrong.
So 4.
Yeah. That, I mean, I'm only bringing that up by way of making myself feel a little bit better about having been defeated by, you know, the power of Grayskull.
It's a good point you make, to be honest. He's still the winner, but thank you for being...
Pedantic. Totally fair enough. I mean, when it comes to the crappy quiz, these things are really important. Thanks to you for tuning in this morning. It's been, by the way, somebody points out on YouTube, is Vernacci sold in Dunn's? Vernacci. What?
What was that?
That was his Vernacci. My mother calls Tommy Hilfiger Tommy Hilfinger. And I think that Tommy is right in the same he's right in the same bracket there.
Vernacci is the me way of saying vernacular, isn't it? Vernacci, that's... It sounds like a designer.
There's a lot of people all aboard the Vernacci train. That is pretty much it from us for this morning. I was going to ask you for your highlight of the weekend, but I don't know. Some of the GA is pretty uninspiring.
Yeah, no, it's Sunday night, isn't it? Sunday night is absolutely where it's at, and it could be terrible, could be great, could be anything in between.
I suspect it's going to go at least extra time. Like, it's going to be cagey no matter what happens. That's the good thing about the two teams that are left in it, that, like, it's not... I was delighted to see Denmark going out, to be honest, when they did. And, like, there was a fair bit of... Not quite dross, because it's been such an unbelievable tournament for teams that you never expected to perform and achieve what they did, to achieve way beyond where they should have been, and some of the bigger, certainly traditionally bigger nations obviously getting dumped out earlier. But you do like to see the heavy hitters in the final, and we've definitely got that.
Yeah, and I do think, like, I mean, the Denmark story was so good, and I think that they'd actually backed that up by being a really excellent team as well. But there were a couple of shocks in the tournament where you're like, is this actually good for the tournament in general? Like, France getting dumped out is the obvious one. You would have loved to have seen that game against Spain to see how that one would have panned out, especially given what we had seen later on that night in the Belgium-Italy game, which for me was the game of the tournament, actually. I think that was just such a brilliant game, such high stakes, and two very clear identities going toe-to-toe with a bunch of quality on both sides. We just kind of missed that at times, and like the same thing could have been true as well if Spain had managed to top their group. I think actually having England against Spain rather than Ukraine last Saturday night could have been an incredible event, actually. Like, and we missed out on a few of those, but
we
then
missed
again
out on Spain versus France because the French let us down.
That's what I just said as well. Like, I mean, that would have been the early game last Friday. So either ways, Spain maybe could have gone up against better opposition earlier as a result of maybe some failings elsewhere, and there could have been a few better knockout ties. But all in all, it's been a cracking tournament. Like one of the best Euros I can remember.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, definitely. And when you look at the rest of the best of the rest, almost, you kind of feel that Spain are probably the only team. Like, Spain kind of trucked along in a way that, like, at times you thought, Jesus, like, what was that game? They went 1-0 down and got back to 3-1. And then...
Tommy wants to put himself on air, by the way. He's texting us here. We've only got a minute. What's
Go on, Tommy. Vernacci, let's have it.
Hey, lad, there's a summer sale on in Vernacci at the minute.
Where did that come from?
Honestly, I had a look there. I was saying, geez, this is the name. Just like Adrian was opportunistic last week, he set up his own brand, his own design, his own abconcox@gmail.com. Go order a shirt, folks, if you haven't already. I was thinking maybe there's something in Vernacci here, but yeah, they sell lace. There's a lace collection that's actually
quite he's given us way more information here this morning than he intends.
Vernacci is a brand perceived for its vitality, conventional craftsmanship, innovative design plans, and superior quality, whilst offering moderate, exquisite, and modern plans to their customers.
Can I just say, like, in terms of the rapid fire round, that was tough. That was a tough question.
The Armani suits have been as big a part of this Euros as Raheem Sterling.
Be right, yeah. No, I was poor form on my behalf.
Vernacci were like sort of 10-1 to feature there.
At least I came out with an Italian sounding word. It could have been anything.
Tommy, fair play for coming on to defend the indefensible.
Yeah, fair play to Phil for winning it, because it was a shocking quiz. I'll put it that way.
It was brutal, and with Phil on there, Tommy, we're always going to be up against it. Let's face it. Good man. Enjoy the weekend. Tommy Vernacci. Cheers, there. We'll have to rebrand him. You have been watching OTB AM this morning, brought to you by Gillette. Good mornings start with Gillette. Put your best face forward with their new and improved razors. That is it from almost it from OTB AM this morning. If you've missed anything from the show, you can head along and subscribe to the OTB AM podcast. 2 hours of sports breakfast goodness every weekday morning. Back on Monday, Paddy Andrews, David Myler, Alan Quinlan, and plenty more as well besides. What more would you want? And stay tuned to OTB Channels and OTB Sports Radio right across the day. The Euro Show coming your way from 11 o'clock with Eamon Dunphy alongside Shane Ananda. And right now bringing you Brian O'Driscoll on the lines.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any making sense of it. You know, we were looking forward to a test series against